So I got some scoop, y'all, on 90 Day.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Libby and Andre. Andre? Yes. Libby is pregnant after all.
I thought she posted it.
Yeah, she is. Just saying that, like, I said she was pregnant months ago. Obviously, not the same pregnancy. Not the same. I posted months ago that she was pregnant, and it never materialized, and now it is.
Interesting. You know, I think what they did was they saw your post and said,
Maybe it
would be nice if we had a baby.
I'm sure.
And so they just got to it, yeah.
So I'm not entirely sure what was shown on Diaries and what wasn't, but they're doing like a big gender reveal that TLC's following. I don't know if this is part of Diaries or if this is going to be part of Happily, but they're going to do gender reveal, and there's something about Arizona and the Grand Canyon happening.
They're going to go to the Grand Canyon for their gender reveal?
I'm not entirely sure, you guys, like. Yeah. So anyway, and then what else we have? So I also missed the Diary episode, but Chuck of like the daddy Chuck revealed about his story about his bladder cancer and his pee bag that he wears. We've known this for years, but we didn't share it for obvious reasons. Chuck had bladder cancer many years ago, and as a result had to have his bladder removed. As a result, it's like a colostomy bag, but for just pee. So it's just a pee bag. I don't know what the proper term is for it, but he has it. You've never seen it on camera. You know, he's always wearing like these big shirts that kind of cover, it's like right around his waist area. But he has talked about this on 90 Day Diary. So it's out there. So God bless you, Chuck. That's something big. I mean, obviously that's like, you know, it's big.
Yeah. So what he has, the urine pouch, I think it's called a urostomy. Did he say how long he's had that?
I don't know what it said on Diaries, but it's been a while, like a long time. Wow.
Okay. Interesting.
Yeah. So I have to go back and watch the Diaries episode to see what was said on camera. But from my knowledge, it's been, you know, quote unquote years, you know, since
my medical brain just goes like, wow, you know, like it, no wonder he's yelling at everybody.
Right. You're carrying around a pee bag. Carrying around a pee bag. I mean, I don't know. But he's got to empty it every, you know.
There's some care to it. I mean, a lot of people have it. You'll see. I think whenever anyone comes out with their, I guess, sharing their story on that, I don't want to say normalizing it, but making it seem less shock. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Because so many people live with that.
Yeah. Normalizing this kind of thing. Yeah.
When I hear it, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes sense. Okay.
Yeah.
Next.
And then this next part, since we're talking about Chuck, y'all, Chuck has been tapped for single life.
I thought he had a wife. I thought she was OnlyFans.
No.
Daddy
Chuck had a mama Chuck.
No, they've been divorced for 18,000 years.
Who was I thinking about then?
Charlie.
Oh.
Just thinking of the brother, Charlie.
Okay. One of the CHs. Okay. I'm talking
Daddy Chuck, right? Like, so he's the one with the bladder cancer and all that and no bladder anymore.
So he's going to be dating now.
Yeah. And he's been dating, y'all. He has been dating, and I've heard some stories.
Is he dating Debbie?
No, yes. I want to see it.
TLC has not taken advantage of the cross mixing of people.
He has to hit up all the single ladies of 90 Days. We have Laura, we have
Angela. Debbie.
Angela's with Michael. What are you talking about?
Oh, please. Now she's getting her teeth redone. So maybe she's, you know, ready for Florida.
Oh, I couldn't handle that.
What about Amira?
Oh, Natalie. Natalie's single.
Natalie. And she's in Florida. She's in Tampa.
Oh, perfect.
Holy shit. So, So, okay, the last thing, people are always asking how much these guys get paid. And I got a little insight. We always talk, you know, they somewhere in the range of $1,000 an episode when you first start out. And then that goes up based on like how often you come back. Like Libby and Andre, like they keep coming back despite us saying no more.
Well, they're probably in the couple thousands per episode.
Yeah.
Now,
so it goes up, right?
Because you have to be popular too and actually draw an audience. Otherwise, I'm not paying.
People have to like you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. So apparently, so he has, so any money he's made from the show before thus far, he has given to Libby and Andre.
Shocker, shocker. Are you surprised? You know,
and then, so now, but now they bumped his pay. So he's making like $2,500 to $3,000 an episode for Single Life.
Ooh.
Yeah. So he, now that he's making some decent money from it, he's not going to give it to Libby and Andre.
Yeah. I'd be like, I'm pocketing that.
Well, Andre might say, you know, I need to fix my house. I need marble and gold, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Well, he has a new kid now. Expenses are going up now.
Mm-hmm. And but have you seen what like Libby charges for like a cameo? Like if you know, if people are paying that kind of money, it's like $300 or something like that.
What?
She might be charging, but I don't know if anyone's
paying. I don't know if anyone's paying that.
Wait, who does she think she is? Teresa Giudice? Get out of here.
Let's see. Libby 90 Day. Usually I go by their reviews.
Lauren and Alexi are pregnant again too. They're the third baby.
And so is Devin.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Baby daddy number three. Hey. Right.
So which do we want to tackle first? Lauren and Alexi, because there's nothing, no snark to be had.
I don't want to tackle Devin. I don't know if there's anything to tackle there.
Lauren and Alexi are like normal. I like seeing them on Pillow Talk. I think, you know, mazel to them. But as far as the other one, Devin.
This will be her. And this is not said with any judgment, but her third baby with third baby daddy.
It's fine. It's just a little bit, you know, I don't know. I'm not crazy about her, to be honest with you.
A lot of people aren't crazy about Devin. So like, you know, just to refresh your memories of Devin, she was on The Other Way and with her Korean boyfriend, fiance, because she had gotten knocked up. She clearly has a Korean fetish. She basically admitted to that. But she got pregnant the first like week she met Ji-hoon, and then she was flying to Korea to live there. And then everything went south. And now she moved back to the United States. She was living in Utah. She started dating this gentleman named Christopher. Sometimes goes by Topher. I'm not entirely sure. Sometimes goes by Chris. I don't know what entirely.
I think it's just stylistic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, and what's her name? Anna and Marcel just had a baby, I think.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. So babies everywhere, you guys. Lots of babies.
Too many babies.
Well, babies keep you on the show, right?
Yes.
I always joke that you'll notice when people start to fade, they're like, hey, we might be getting pregnant, guys. Well,
here's a fertility test that I'm peeing on. No.
Oh, boy. You guys are too much.
Oh my God.
But we got a new couple this week. So
yes. So let's get to the new season. New season. Okay. Anna, tell us about this new couple.
Okay. So it is Patrick and Thais, and she is from Brazil, and he is a former professional weightlifter, and he was going for the gold, training for the Olympics, and got divorced from his ex-wife, who was also a weightlifter, because he was caught drug tested for human growth hormone and some other drug. So he couldn't then compete in the Olympics. So his life fell apart. They got divorced, and he basically went to Brazil to find his father. So he's half Brazilian. Mm-hmm. And went on a dating app and found Thais, who is very, very attractive, very pretty girl. Mm-hmm. So these guys are from Texas. He also lives with his brother.
And this is the conflict line that they're setting up, right? The living with the brother.
So when the story pans out before he introduces Thais, he talks about like how the brother is like been his rock and he's had a horrible childhood and a bad divorce. And he asked the brother like, hey, come live with me, you know, for a little bit until, you know, oh, help me run my business. They run a business. They install home security.
Yeah. Door to door home security salesman. Do people still go door to door?
Apparently, like from what I'm gathering through the tea is that the Patrick is the salesman and John, the brother, is the installer. And then they work hand in hand and they're originally from Massachusetts. So.
Oh, right. The brother has the Massal accent. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So I didn't get really bad vibes from him until so there's a scene. I don't know if you guys picked up on it. He's in the bedroom and John, the brother, is having like a little gathering. There's like a bunch of dudes in the house, like normal Saturday night, like whatever. And he's on the iPad talking to Thais and he speaks fluent Portuguese, which is really impressive. I haven't seen an American really speak the other language very well. So he communicates in Portuguese because she can't speak English. Mm-hmm. So he comes in the room. And she's like, I hear festa. I hear like a party going on. Like what's going on when I get there? Like, no, none of that's going to happen. And then John, I guess, walks up the stairs and sees them in the room on the iPad. And he's like, hey, what's up in the background? And she's like making snarky faces at him. And she's just like, I guess there's the storyline is that brother John lives with them and she's not a too fan of it. And then the second clip of them was the boys were going out to dinner and he has to check in with her and have his location on because she's a jealous, crazy person. And he's like, yeah, exactly. So he's like, oh, so you have this, like, you know, why do you have your location on? Like for what? And then they start, you know, bantering with the couple next to them. Is this normal? Oh, God. Do you think this is that? Blah, blah, blah. And it was just kind of like, okay, I don't really see like, I don't, the brother didn't come off to me as anything. He wasn't doing anything disrespectful or anything. So, but I feel like she's going to come and be like, this is my house. This is this, this is that. So.
Well, the location stuff is kind of.
So.
The crazy stuff too, right?
There's a lot to unpack here. Let's go with the location, crazy, jealous stuff. So, you know, he talks about how she's, you know, for whatever reason, jealous and stuff. I mean, at least this guy is like a decent looking man versus Gino.
Oh, yeah.
Versus Gino. But so, you know, she did. So he said he voluntarily started putting his.
Yes.
His location on so she could always see, you know, where he was, you know, and that he's where he said he was and stuff, because otherwise she grills him and doesn't necessarily believe him and all this stuff. Right. So it's easier for him to avoid a fight to do that. Now, this production planted couple next door that said the woman was like, hey, whatever works. If you guys are happy, it's fine. Which ultimately, sure. I wanted to talk about this a bit because I feel like we touch on this all the time, right? Is going through your partner's phone, email, things like that, right? Like if you feel like you have to, like, is there a problem or no? Because I think people are pretty generally split on this, right? Like, is what he's doing, like, so far, like, we haven't seen, like, she has to he has to FaceTime her and show him that, you know, show her that he's at the fast food restaurant or whatever, that level. But the level that we've seen so far, where do we fall on it? Is she crazy?
The problem I have on it is, so if it's your iPhone, right, and you have the whole app of share it friends, right? And you can see where your friends are. It's usually pretty innocent. It's only when you're, it's only like when it's being used against you. So with my ex, it was, you know, I used to do photography a lot. And I remember being at a location where I was doing an apprentice for someone who's doing like big time high school photography. And I had left the location. I sent a message, you know, hey, I'm headed back to whatever, whatever. And the response was, I know, I can see it on the map or whatever.
Oh boy.
And so your head goes just like, why are you so focused on where I am? You know what I mean? And then the next comment was, that's a very nice house that person has, you know, insinuating that it's in a guy's name. I'm like, yeah, because the bitch lives with her fucking husband and it's his house.
Oh my God. Really?
But the problem is when it's used against you like that, like, sure, I'll show my location. I don't care. You're the person I'm with. But mm-hmm. then when it's used in like that type of way that just makes you feel uncomfortable, I think that's what the problem is. Yeah. So after that, I turned off, which was another argument, but it's like when you're that intently looking, that's just a problem for me.
He also divulged that he shows her footage of people coming in and out of the house to like further prove his argument.
Oh, right. So he's like ring camera.
So he's basically saying like to his brother, like, because I want to avoid a fight with her, I just tell her everything, which is also extremely unhealthy. Mm-hmm. And, you know, like from what I see, this kid seems completely whipped on her. He seems mm-hmm. like he's head over heels in love with her. And the brother happens to live with him. The brother seems like a harmless dude. Like they're just having a beer together at the bar. They don't really look like they're going out scavenging for women. But you know, if he, I think it's also a crutch. He likes to have the brother around because what if she doesn't like America? What if she skips out on him? So he's basically like a puppy dog trying to do everything in his power to keep her and do whatever she wants, which is also very unhealthy. So, I mean, we'll see how this plays out. I mean,
yeah, I think the dynamic of, you know, he's volunteering to show her these things, you know, because it's easier and it avoids the argument. Okay, whatever. My issue is more, I think, with the need to do that to reinforce what you're saying. If your partner doesn't trust where you, like I tell you, you know, the partner tells the other person where they're at, that theoretically should be enough. Mm-hmm. Right. But to have all this other stuff to back up what you're saying and your trustworthiness, that is where the problem is the lack of trust. And if you need the phones and the video footage and stuff to trust what your partner is saying, you know, I mean, you guys know how I feel about evidence, you know, you got to have evidence to back up what you're saying, put up a podcast. That's not a relationship issue, right. You know,
but, yeah. But this is, and I mean, this is crossing over into like, it could be, and it could not be, he's volunteering it because he feels he has to do this. And because to avoid this, right. It's almost like the cell phone location and your privacy is almost borderline with the intimate partner violence. Like this is domestic violence. It may not be hitting, it may not be like emotional braiding, but like if he feels like he has to like prove location, situation, who's it with,
like to prevent her from getting verbally
abusive. Prevent her from getting angry is like, that's not healthy.
That's a way of controlling. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, it's like
the, and it makes you wonder stuff. What she's doing on her side to be so paranoid.
Right. And is she projecting?
He can't even train female employees anymore.
Oh, see, and that's also, I forgot about that. Like when you start interfering with my employment, like that's problematic. Like
not cool.
Yeah, you know, and it's like, oh, you just can't train women at work. And that's the equivalent of, oh, well, get off your Instagram, get off Facebook. Facebook isn't the problem. Training female employees isn't the problem. The problem is your lack of trust in him for whatever reason. Maybe there's a backstory we're gonna get filled in on. Maybe she's just Jasmine level crazy. I don't know yet, but
yeah, we haven't seen her yet.
Done that 24 hours before yet, which is my favorite.
Well, and I want to see their dynamic when they're together.
Yeah. And you know, they also introduced them in the fourth episode, which is kind of strange. Like, you know, enough with the others. You know, they should, I don't know, maybe they don't have that much of a storyline, I'm thinking. So
they always have that one couple that comes in the third or fourth episode, mm-hmm. because one of the beginning couples are going to drop off the last few episodes.
Yeah,
it's almost they kind of trade it.
They didn't show what's her name, Eve and Muhammad this episode.
So, let's talk about that. So we've seen this dynamic before. We saw it with Muhammad and Danielle, my favorite.
The OGs.
Yes, we saw it with Laura and Aladdin.
Rebecca and Zaid.
Uh-huh. And what it is it's the older, you know, Western woman, and then the Tunisian love rats or whatever country you happen to be from, you know. And we've talked about this, like, this was in our very, like, very first episodes. We talked about this.
Can we even throw Memphis into this kind of we could throw her into this category. Memphis and
yeah, probably, because what's interesting is, in some of these Muslim countries, and I think we've talked about this in prior episodes, but like a long time ago, because we haven't had this in a bit, but there's this dynamic in these countries of like a caste system, not like the Indian caste system, but similar in that, you know, you've got these people that are going to go and do this kind of work and these people that are going to do this kind of work. And it depends on, you know, what you're born into. Right. And then there's this class of, there's sort of towards the bottom is this class of people, these men who aren't really smart enough to go to college necessarily, not driven, you know, they don't have their, or they weren't otherwise born into a situation where they have that advantage to go to school. And they all turned Instagram, you know, personal trainers, models, like every single one of them, right? Except for the original Muhammad, I think. But, and they do this to get, they try to get these Western women. And there's websites upon websites. Google Tunisian love rat. Like, I can put links in pull from it the previous episode. But this is a completely common thing. And, you know, the marriages don't tend to last. So we have seen that. This dynamic is not. I'm not interested in this couple for that reason. It's the exact same thing we've seen before. You know, and
well, is she also like, she has a special needs son.
Yeah.
And that's a big, thing, you know, she has a lot on her plate, and then she's right. taking on this man who, end quote, I want somebody to love me just as much as my mother loves me.
Uh-huh.
So is she going to play mommy to both of these people, yes. her own son and this Tunisian guy? I mean, I can't.
And she allegedly took his virginity. I'm always skeptical, but that these guys are actually virgins, and just because their religion says they're supposed to be.
Yeah. So he's a good looking guy though. Beautiful eyes, very well put together. She's gorgeous. I mean, for an older woman, I think she's actually very attractive. Seems like a good mom. Mm-hmm. And you know, there's not much to them yet. So I'd like to see where they kind of like unfold.
Hey, fraudcasters. Everyone knows that finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge. I know I've always had problems with it, whether it was the fit or the quality. Luckily, the perfect t-shirt does exist, and you can find it at Skims, the maker of my perfect t-shirt bra. Now I have the perfect t-shirt to go with that bra. From either crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, there's a style for everyone. My cotton jersey t-shirt is now a wardrobe staple for me. I reach for it almost every day, and the fit is so perfect because it snatches me right in at the waist. I've washed it a million times, and it's held its shape really well. It fits like a dream. I absolutely love it. And honestly, you guys, I thought, like, okay, this shirt is going to be too small for me, and it's not going to fit right, and all the bulges are going to show. But it doesn't at all. I put it on and it magically stretches to fit me perfectly, and it holds all those bulges in. Every little but last bulge that I have is all held in, and it looks fantastic. I absolutely love it, and it is super, super comfortable, and it is one of my new favorite t-shirts. You can shop the Skims t-shirt collection at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small up to 4X. And if you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu.
Oh, Ariella and Mr. Vinny. Oh my God.
Vinny.
And the sister. This is another like Family Chantel remix, I feel like.
Oh my God.
It's like another, you know, the sisters hate him. He's all in the middle. It's like the family Chantel. I swear to God, it's like the same in Nicole, the sister. I feel like I'm watching the same storyline again with her. I don't know. They threw the wine at her because, well, Benny messed up, in my opinion. What do you guys think?
The parties at his house? I don't even get, well, I don't like the way he handled his arguments by turning his phone off or whatever, but she was out of control, ridiculous in that stuff too.
Well, he also didn't tell them that he was leaving until 2 days before he was leaving. So that's kind of like suspicious. Like, hello?
Yeah, that scene where, yeah, where the sister ended up throwing the wine in Ari's face. Benny should have, that was his bad. He should have talked to them. It's not her fault that he avoids shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he's a little bit of a wackadoodle, but I mean, whatever. The next episode shows them getting off the plane in New York and moving to Jersey. And basically, one interesting thing about that I noticed was that the nanny was like braiding her hair and being her, like doing stuff for her. And I found that kind of comical.
Maybe that's just what they do.
I don't know. I mean, she doesn't have a job. So how hard is it to take care of one kid? I mean, I don't know. Just my opinion, but anyway, and he seems like a good boy, so I don't know. Who else are we? Oh, Miona and Jabri, your faves.
God, what did they do? Oh, they tried to cook dinner. Like what? Okay, where is mom's role in this? That she failed to teach her son how to cook at least one recipe.
Let me tell you something. That stuff was in a bag. I found like a very, she went to the frozen food aisle in Key Food and just put it in a pan. She didn't do any, there was not much.
She probably didn't cook it properly, but you know, whatever.
I mean, I kind of like her because she's real and she's like, well, if this is what they expect from me, like this is the best they're going to get. And she kind of makes this snarky face and I'm like, you go girl. Like, whatever, but you know, it was kind of funny, but
yeah, that whole, I don't know,
that like, was staged. That was totally
completely
staged.
Completely staged. And boring. It's just it's just boring. It's a rehash of like Russ and Pow, for her being, you know, not conservative enough to walk around the house. And what's their names, Hollowbrooks, Blake and Jasmine. Mm-hmm. Like that's what it is. It's just, I'm bored.
Who else? Oh, Mr. Dallas Dor Kanye and his,
oh my
practical
God.
Joke.
His practical joke. Why does he keep calling it a prank? He's just straight up being an asshole. I mean, and it didn't go the way he wanted it to go. Like you set her up for failure and then you berated her when she failed. Like, none of his family wants to live in that house either. So why is she getting the brunt of it? Why did you set her up to do this when it's a complete, it's not even going to give you like the answer to your question that you're seeking. It's just, it's just going to, he created a problem where there wasn't one. And I think he's dumb as fuck. Sorry.
Yeah. That whole, like, I don't know. I didn't like that meeting. She seems like a sweet girl. And then he takes her upstairs and has like Louboutins and Victoria's Secret bags and all kinds of shopping spree on the, on the bed. Like, come on.
He spent all that kind of money on her before. Like, it's not, for him to do that. That was just a dick move.
Yeah. What else are we missing?
H, what are you saying over there?
I'm just laughing at his, like, I live in a shack, but here's a Louis Vuitton bag. I'm just kidding. she'd be like, I only like to have sex for procreation. Just kidding, I'm a slut.
And then he keeps dancing around the kid thing, like she seems like she wants kids and he's like, I don't know. Well, aren't these discussions, wouldn't these discussions be had before you left Trinidad, girlfriend?
Not in the 90 day. You don't discuss that until after you're married. And usually after you're pregnant, you discuss if you want to have kids or not.
Oh, yes. Okay.
When you get knocked up by your vacation dick.
And then we have Emily and Kobe. Who is my favorite? That's my favorite couple. this season. Yeah. I think.
And she should have let him meet his son. I get what she wanted.
Crazy.
But she wasn't doing it in a vindictive way. And I think she got it. She understood. You know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, it was really sweet when he met the son and he was crying. And I thought that was a really sweet moment. That made me tear up. It was cute.
And when the other girl, the little girl from Charlottesville, met her little boy toy.
Yeah.
her fiance from Venezuela.
But the only thing I want to say about Kobe was the underwear dancing in the hotel room.
What are the TLC editors doing?
Yeah, that was a little much.
Watching some dancing?
In whitey tighties?
He was like full-fledged, like, I can't. It was bad. Yeah. And then what was the last couple? I forgot.
Guillermo and what's her name?
Again, mommy issues, yelling at him. You cannot buy a laptop because we have other bills to pay. We only have $6,000 to our name. Like, okay.
And that was so random. He doesn't get off the plane and say, I need a laptop, while he's unpacking his suitcase. That was so staged. Come on.
It's so crazy. It was just not, I can't. It was just ridiculous.
So I think we've met all the couples now. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So any takeaways, any favorites? What do you guys think?
I think it's too early to know how these people are going to disappoint us this season.
So far I like Kobe is my favorite. I think none of the girls are really doing it for me, but I like Kobe. He's my favorite so far.
Yeah, and it looks like we have several murder farms this season, so that's good. I'm very excited about that. But you know, as always, I'm optimistic at the beginning of a season, and then, you know, about five episodes in is when the shit starts to go south on Instagram, and we will be here to capture every moment of it for you guys.
I know. Yeah. Frauded, who do you think is going to be our takeaway all-star of the season? Like, is it going to be Jabri's mom?
Who we're going to like, who's still going to be the only likable person. Isn't there a dog somewhere? I think the dog, that's it. That's what I'm going with.
Jabri's mom. I'm thinking also Patrick's brother might be likable.
Yeah.
And the sisters, maybe Benny's sisters. We'll see.
Yeah. I'm here for the five or six episodes in when we suddenly, everything starts going to shit, and we will be here for every moment of it. That's all we got for today. You guys. Thanks for tuning in. Catch you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, fraudcasters. You know, I used to find bras to be so uncomfortable and constricting. They were the first thing to take off when I got home. But Skims has changed all that. You guys know I love my Skims Fits Everybody t-shirt bras. I own them in just about every shade now. I wear them every single day when I leave the house. And they are completely worth the hype for the amazing shape and support they give. But what I was not expecting from them was how comfortable they are. Even the underwire bras that I wear all day, I barely even notice. Definitely not the first thing I take off when I come home anymore. Y'all, I'm a 36 double D, and I've had a reduction, and I've gone up and down and lost weight and gained weight and all the things. And the Fits Everybody t-shirt bra, I swear, fits me the best. I finally found a t-shirt bra that I can wear. But not only that, it is the best bra that I own. It holds the girls in so well. And let me just say, Hetero Life Mate really appreciates these bras too. Shop Skims bras at skims.com. Now available in 62 sizes, from a 30A to a 46H. Plus, get free shipping on orders over $75. And if you haven't yet, please be sure to let them know that we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show, The Fraudcast, in the drop-down menu that follows.